It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nasari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallworth.
Welcome into week four of the high school football season. The Bombers tonight entertaining the Hurricane of Jonesboro. Glad to have you with us. This is the Coach Brian Maddox Show. For the next half hour, we're talking Mountain Home Bomber football with the head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break, and Brian will join us here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go: Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination: home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nasari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nasari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, you and I were talking before we started recording this. It was so weird last Friday night to be at home with the night off.
It was strange, and you're sitting there going, we got to be doing something football, you know, and we're all looking for games to go watch, and you know, all the coaches have somewhere different they want to go watch. It was, you know, I don't know, it was probably good for the kids to, you know, heal up, and, you know, it's a week where you can go work on things, and so from that aspect of it, through the week of practice, you know, I think it helps you. But, boy, on Friday night, it's strange because you want to play. I mean, we all get into coaching, and the kids sign up to play football because you want to compete. You want to play. And so it is. It's on Friday night, boy. It feels funny when you're not out there.
Obviously, this is the first year we've had a chance with this, with the new week zero that the AAA approved last year. I know it's going to take some time, but overall, having a week off before your conference starts, do you like it, or will time tell? Or,
you know, this year, as young as we are, I like it. It'd be real curious to, you know, we're 0-3. And so for us, it comes at a good time, I think, because it allows you to really reflect on what went well, what didn't. And we're extremely young. And so you're still, you know, one of the things about being young, obviously the kids aren't as developed as they would be a little bit older and all that. And we all get that. But coaches haven't had them on Friday nights to know exactly what they're, you know, each individual is good at and what they're not. And so having that extra week for us to reflect on, okay, do we have this kid in the right spot or this kid schematically? Is there something we could do to fit this kid's strengths? And, you know, that was one of those things. For us this year, it was fantastic. Yeah. Now, I would be curious if you're a team that's 3-0 and have some momentum going, would you – okay, I don't want this week off. We want to keep going. I think probably it's a circumstantial deal.
That, I bet so.
You know,
yeah.
Wherever you're at and do you need it or not. But I don't know. It's new and we're learning. All the coaches, you know, you got, I can't draw on a blank, Elmore at West Memphis. He had said something to me. He said, we're all new, even though those of us have been doing this for 25, 30 years. This is new to all of us, so we're all learning. But it was good for us this year. So.
I'm glad to be back under the lights tonight.
You bet. We're ready to play. We're ready to play a game again.
Well, let's talk. Well, first off, we'll recap the last game, which is now 2 weeks ago against against Nettleton. Boy, that is a good ball club.
Well, I tell my wife, she listens to me when I get home sometimes, and I said, my goodness, this is, you know, my second year doing this, obviously, and you look at the teams that we've played, you know, go all last year and you know, I think Little Rock Hall last year was the only team we played that didn't make the playoffs. A lot of the teams on the schedule went deep in the playoffs. They didn't just make the playoffs. They went deep. We played, I don't know how many semifinalists. And, you know, this year right off the bat, you've got Harrison and Nettleton. I'll talk about those two first. That Hootons right now has those two going deep. They've got them up there, I think, top five, if I recall correctly. I hadn't looked. But, you know, and then there's Sheridan, who brought almost their entire roster back. And it just you know, Sheridan is as improved as anybody probably, and I would say they were probably the weakest of the three teams we played. And it but it's amazing the schedule that we play each year. It's a challenge, and I think we talked about this last time. You know, I personally like the challenge. I know it's not everybody. You know, was that intimidating? And you got to like playing the best. You got to love that challenge. And Jonesboro, obviously, tonight will be no different.
Exactly. Well, just overall, your thoughts on the game against Nettleton?
You know, the first half, you know, we didn't – it was just kind of the story of the season so far. You see good things, then you just have the breakdown somewhere, and we've given up way too many big plays, and that was kind of the theme going into that game was, hey, let's try to limit the big play, and we really didn't do that as well as we wanted. With all that said, if I recall correctly, we got them off the field three times there in that first half. I think we forced two punts and a turnover.
Right.
And an offense that powerful. I mean, they got weapons. You know, they got a quarterback that can distribute. They got a great offensive line, a running back that can burst. We saw that, unfortunately. But, you know, to get them off the field that many times was encouraging. We got some stops. Now, on offense, we didn't sustain anything. We had some missed assignments, you know, and, you know, some of that, too, they crowd the box. That's, you know, I told Neil there after the game, they did exactly what I would do.
Right.
They took those ends, they moved them inside the tight ends, and they basically said, you can run outside all you want to, or you can try to throw it, but you will not run the ball between the tackles. And unfortunately, the two things that I think we struggle with the most right now, we're not real fast, so getting outside is tough, and it's obviously we continue to struggle in the passing game. We don't throw it that much anyway, So when they do that, you got to try to take advantage of what they give you. We weren't able to do it. Hats off to them. But we got to get more out of our offense. But with all that said, you know, we go in at halftime. We had just snapped the ball over the punter's head, and then, you know, they get the safety, they get the 2 points, and then we kick it off, and they score there in that last minute. And,
right.
You know, it very easily could be 21-0 there at halftime, and you're in it a little bit. You go in, make some adjustments, but so you go into halftime, that didn't happen, and it's gotten away from you. The kids are still in there, and this is, and I hope we can continue this throughout the year, whether we're having success or not. Game night is practice for us, and that sounds crazy, but that's got to be your mentality that, you know, whether it's practice or game, you get every rep you can. Don't take the third and fourth quarter off because you're down that we're losing. Continue to improve, and we said at halftime, the game's going to come this year where we go into the fourth quarter with a chance to win. Let's be ready. You know, let's not waste opportunities to get better. They came out in the second half, and the kids battled their tails off, and I was really proud of them for that. And you know, the group's coming together. I think there's a family atmosphere building with the kids, and I love to see that. Guys, when you lose games, and everybody's the outside world seems like it's against you a little bit, and they give you a hard time. Hey, and I'm just being honest. The kids tell me about it. They get it in the school sometimes from some of the kids that, hey, you guys haven't won a game, and you know, I think sometimes that rallies them. And it's hard being a football player. It's hard work, and these kids are special. I don't care if they're 0-3 or not. what they do, the commitment they have to such a grueling sport, it says a lot about their character.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have more in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise,
playing in the street, gonna be a big man. Hi, I'm John Schaub.
I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm Nita Davis.
Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 Limac Realty, and we really understand the value of teamwork.
My husband, Coach Hendricks, always says, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's why we're so proud of our boys. They are learning teamwork.
In real estate, too, teamwork makes the dream work.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you talked about how the young men rallied after halftime last week, how they responded well. Let's talk about the scoring drive there in the third quarter. You got some points on the board. It was a nice drive. Picked up five first downs in the drive.
It's the kind of drive. You know, we had one at Harrison. Of course, we keep getting them late in the game, and obviously sometimes they're throwing reserves out there, and I think that helps you. But, you know, it's the kind of drive we have to have. We've got to be able to sustain long drives and shorten the games. We don't have the depth a lot of these teams do. And, you know, I felt like it was the one drive, though, where we just didn't, you know, it was crisp. It was solid. The timing was there. We got our blocks, got our assignments. And, you know, and again, it goes back to what we were saying before the break. They're just still fighting. They're still out there clawing. And, you know, Junior, we're always trying to get Junior in shape. That's his weakness. He's not a cardio guy. He's a power guy. And so I think 24, if I remember right, 24 carries, and we kept feeding him. And, you know, it's the reason for that is we're trying to get him in shape for down the stretch. And, you know, I was just really proud to see that last drive come off the way it did. And, you know, it's hard on, you know, I think we talked about it last week. Dawson Tabor was really the one kid on the roster that had taken snaps in a game before. You know, we're down to two emergency guys behind him. And so we modified the offense where he knows he's given it. You know, that's not true option football, which is what we're trying to build this thing on. And I thought it showed the other night that we didn't have a read. We didn't have the perimeter game. And the good thing about that off week, you know, we get the two emergency guys have really come on. We're going to get back and read it a little bit, and hopefully we can get more pitches to the edge and some play action passes. And, you know, Dawson's going to have to carry it a little bit more. I know he's not a fast kid, but he is one of those guys that can lower his shoulder and be kind of a power back. But, you know, in the option, your quarterback has to run it. I don't care if you're running the spread. Your quarterback has to be able to be a running threat of some kind. Right. It doesn't matter what you're running. But we're going to be able to risk him a little bit more tonight because I think we feel like kids like Lawson Stockton have stepped up, and he could go out there and read the option as well at this point too. So I'm hoping that allows now. We don't have to block everybody. We can double team. You get more movement. It's a domino effect. There's a reason we run the veer. It helps our linemen out tremendously, and it's going to be fun to get back and run some of that stuff tonight. So,
with Tabor back there, I know he's not as tall as Dante Culpepper. But he's built kind of like Dante, and I tell you what, I'd hate to have to tackle him. He or Junior, either one.
He did. He carried. You know, he kept it. I believe on that last drive there, that touchdown drive for a little 4 or 5 yard carry, and he lowered the shoulder. And if you watch him in practice, he runs better than you think. He's a smart kid. Dawson's football IQ is through the roof. I mean, he's like another coach on the field. And you know, as the season goes, we do hope to formation some people a little bit more. You know, maybe 2 receiver sets, 3 receiver sets, and spread the box out a little bit and let him throw it a little bit more. We haven't really done that yet, and I don't know that we'll get to it tonight with the weather, but you know, as the season goes, we're trying to peak the back half of the season. I mean, with a young team, we've kind of tried to use the first half of the season and, you know, see what we're good at, see what we're not. But anyway, back to the point there, that last drive, Dawson and was carried it a couple of times. You know, I think Seth Bashir's got in there. It was good to have him back finally, right? And he got a carry, and Junior did what we need Junior to do, and that's take the majority of the carries and hit it in there hard. And I was a good drive, really nice drive to see.
All right, let's take a break. We'll talk about Jonesboro, tonight's opponent, here in just a moment when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go: Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination: home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, we talked about the having, of course, last week off with the bye week. Practice last week and this week, what's it been like for the young men without the Friday night, the 2 weeks of straight practice?
Well, I played at Henderson State, and there was a coach at Henderson State that is now at Harding, and they run the same type offense we do. And so we loaded the kids up Tuesday, took them to Harding. That's on the bye week, and went down and watched them practice, and it was really good for the kids to see the way those college kids carry themselves at practice, the speed, the tempo that they go at. But also, I think they saw that, hey, they're doing a lot of the same things we're doing from a drill standpoint, from a scheme standpoint, and it may have just been total coincidence, but we came back on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and had three of the best practices we've had, you know, really all year, and that was good to see. Monday was Monday. It was hot. The weather was it wasn't real friendly. The heat came back this week.
And, right.
They were dragging a little bit on Monday, but Tuesday was much better. And you know, they just continue to go about their business. It's we talked last week about staying the course, staying the process, but some seniors are stepping up leadership wise. You know, of course Seth Bashirs, he's been out sick, but you know, he's jumped in, talked to the kids quite a bit. You know, Junior is really starting to come on, and you know, he's been a little more vocal. I think he feels like he has to, and it's good to see some of that some of the seniors stepping up. You know, and we need that. But it was a good time to get the kids around each other. You know, and when on the off week, they get to know each other on a personal level more. You can slow down, you can stop and have some conversations. You can laugh and joke a little bit more because you're just not pressed for time. And it was just good for the kids. It's still a game, and you know, we really want an atmosphere, a family atmosphere, and it's just kind of good to see that building. But good practices to answer your question.
One thing I want to go back to from last week's game, I forgot to ask you about. We mentioned our show before the game. He had a couple of young men that just became eligible before the game. Jose, help me out with the last name.
Alonzo.
Alonzo, yeah.
Yes.
Played linebacker for you. That young man's obviously played the game before.
He played in Spain, and it was so funny. You know, he's with Scott Tabor, and you know, Scott called me and said, "Hey, I'm going to have some exchange students, and one of them for sure is, you know, interested in football." He said they both would be, but one's played before. And anyway, he walks in. Jose walks in, and immediately we start asking him, "Hey, what's a four technique?" You know, and what's he can answer it immediately. Uh-huh. I mean, and Scott's got two really high football IQ kids in his house right now between Dawson and Jose. But yeah, Jose, he just barely reached the minimum number of practices to be able to play, and so we threw him out there Friday because we'd have been crazy not to. And you saw what he did. He was one of the better players on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, his technique. He you can just tell the kid's done it a long time, and he's been coached really well, and coached well before he got to us. We're not taking credit for that, but he's so good at that outside linebacker spot, and we really needed that, obviously, as thin as we are. But yeah, Jose he's been a breath of fresh air for sure.
Well, let's talk about Jonesboro, the Hurricane coming into town. It's hard to believe this is a 1-2 team. Of course, they played a very tough schedule with Batesville, Conway, and Little Rock Catholic.
Yeah, when Batesville is by far the weakest team on your schedule, and think about that.
Uh-huh.
You've played a schedule. Conway is they're pretty good even for Conway standards. They're up. Catholic's 3-0, and it's you can tell watching the films. You know, we've got film on all three of those games, and you can tell they've played three good teams, and they've. It's amazing how close they are to being 3-0. Jonesboro very easily could have, you know, they were down 4, I think, to Conway there at the end of the third quarter. I think we were talking about that earlier. You know, Catholic, they're in it. They turned it over, I think, 6 or 7 times against Catholic.
They did, yes.
And still had a chance to win it. And, you know, they got some talent. You know, I know they've got a kid, an offensive lineman there. I think left tackle, committed to Ole Miss.
Yeah, Darius Thomas.
Yes, he is
6'7", 331.
He can move, and it's not just size, and he's a talented kid, and you can tell. I believe Arkansas was offering him as well, and so it's can be disappointed in him for that going to Ole Miss instead of Arkansas. But they got a sophomore quarterback, and the kid I think I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but I know that a lot of major schools looking at him for baseball and. He can throw it. He can run it. And he's just a sophomore. A cross jumper, I think, is his
name.
It's a funny name. And, talented kid. They've got one of the better defensive tackles, I think, in the conference. And I'm not one of those that memorizes these kids' names. I just know the numbers. But
Kevin Pointer, number 91.
Yeah, Pointer, the Pointer kid. He is he's special, and you don't hear about him. I don't know why he doesn't get more attention. And it's not just against us. He absolutely dismantled Batesville. He dismantled us last year. That's why I'm so high on him. But every film I've watched of him, you got to double team him, triple team him, and even then he's going to go make plays. So that's a big challenge for us tonight. They'll slide him from nose to defensive tackle, and real talented team. And of course, like always, great running backs, great receivers. They're just a lot of team speed, and they've got a good blend at Jonesboro. They've got a really good blend of size, speed. They got some kids that just understand the game. And obviously a tremendous challenge, like always, with Jonesboro.
Offensively, this year compared to recent years, pretty well the same?
The thing is they don't have Jonathan Adams. Now, they've got don't get me wrong, I don't know if they have a weakness out there at receiver. They don't have that one kid they try to force the ball to. You know, it's one of the things watching them over the last few years, I've kind of thought, you know, sometimes they try to force it to some of those guys. They're very well balanced. It's kind of that spread wing tee slash spread zone option type offense. It's kind of a hybrid, but they move the ball around. You know, it's they'll run it horizontally. They'll throw the screens. They'll throw it vertical. They'll throw quick game, and it's just a complete offense. And then so many of these offenses that we see have so much balance, and so it's a challenge. And it's we try to take away what they're good at. And in their case, it's they're going to try to run it first, you know, but they can throw it when they have to.
I know defense is something they've been wanting to work on, too. And has defense improved this year?
Their defense is better. I thought it was better last year than it had been, right. And it's considerably better this year. They, you know, Coach Coleman, I think, would tell you, you know, for his first several years there, they basically take their best 11 and put them on offense and throw whoever's left on defense. And I think that was part of it for them. And they're getting away from that practice a little bit. And so just personnel is getting better on the defensive side for them. And new staff, you know, I know they've got some new defensive guys in, new coordinator on defense. But, yeah, much improved on defense for sure. They Batesville struggled to get first downs, if that tells you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm John Schaub.
I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm Nita Davis.
Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 Limac Realty, and we really understand the value of teamwork.
My husband, Coach Hendricks, always says, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's why we're so proud of our boys. They are learning teamwork.
In real estate, too, teamwork makes the dream work.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoytheozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Ferry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Peace up, A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, of course, tonight, obviously, the conference opener in the 6A East.
Yep.
Obviously, the games mean a little more now, don't they?
They do. You're trying to get in the playoffs, and that's our goal for the season, is to make the playoffs. And, you know, us being 0-3 and the three losses pretty lopsided, so you think, well, I don't. How realistic is that? It's actually, in my mind, very realistic. We got to stay healthy, and we got to continue to improve. Yes, there's some very talented teams in our conference. That's no secret. I think everybody knows that by now, and there'll be some big challenges. But there's some opportunities there if we'll play well, you know, and you never know what's going to happen on any given Friday night, too. And that's what, you know, it'd be nice to knock somebody off that nobody expects us to. And but, yes, it's you're trying to get every win you can to get into the playoffs. You know, last year I think we were, you know, if we win at Jacksonville, we'd have been in, and we lost right by four and handed them the game. And so it's a challenge to make the playoffs in this conference. It's an achievement, but I, you know, it's something that we're, you know, we're set to, you know, we're really gearing everything towards that. So
you talked about the talent of the conference. This is, I don't know if it's the best it's ever been, but it's pretty close to the best I can remember. The 6A East. You look at Pine Bluff, who most coaches would probably say the favorite to win, and here they are 0-2-1.
They are, you know, and if we have an exchange film, you know, of theirs, and it's just it's incredible to watch some of the athletes. You know, last year, I don't remember what it was. Somebody said 40-some kids out of the conference signed some type of football scholarship. And so there's clearly some, you know, the Jonesboro last year, they had, you know, the Gatlin kid goes to Arkansas. I think he got on the field the other day. And I don't want to bring that up, but it's you know, there are. There's some very talented kids in the conference. And I thought last year the quarterbacks, it was as good of a quarterback conference as it had been in a long, long time. And I was hoping there'd be a drop-off, but everybody I'm looking at, they've got another one just coming right in behind them. And,
I thought Searcy might have a drop-off.
Oh.
But here they are 3-0 playing very well.
They're playing very well.
Keith Houston, the new coach of Marion, he's obviously doing some good things down there.
Well, and he had a lot of kids back. But, but yes, all I've heard about him is he does a great job. And you know, they've got just those skill kids out on the perimeter. They got running backs, got linemen. And that's the thing. You just look at everybody. It feels like the scouting report for our defense is the same every week. Everybody's running the same offense. There's subtle differences here or there. But, you know, the quarterback, sometimes it's more of a dual threat guy and sometimes more of a pocket passer. But for the most part, everybody's doing the same thing, and everybody's just loaded with talent, and it's a challenge. But you know, I think it's that can help you too. You know, you can, you know, from week to week, the game plan doesn't have to change a ton. You just start to focus on individual players and things. But yeah, it's a conference. It's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge for sure.
Off the field, well, I always like to ask you, you know, let's talk about something off the field with the young man. They're having fun with Dakota Tolbert. He's got a leg injury. He's got a little scooter. They're having fun with that, aren't they?
You know, you've seen those. He had an ankle injury, and of course, he's been out. I think he pretty much so far the whole season. Hopefully, we're going to get him back. By the way,
good.
But you know, we go down there. The kids come in and each day for fourth block. We're about to start practice. We go down there, call attendance, and it was 2 or 3 days in a row there. Somebody's got his scooter, and they're rolling around the locker room with it. And you know, Coach Taylor had his down. You know, because he still got some, you know, his heel, and so he's got one every once in a while, and somebody got on his, and somebody the other day said, why don't we just have a scooter race and line some of these kids up that want to steal these scooters? And you know, I look over at Dakota and said, Dakota, let's not let them have that. And Coach, I try. But they're trying to do, you know, they're trying to go in circles in there, and golly, guys, leave the scooter alone. But the things when you're around teenage boys, you know, some of the things they do, the goofy things they do. But, you know, it's a fun group. That's part of the reason you get into coaching. You know, you love being around kids. And, you know, my wife will tell you I'm still a kid too, I think. She keeps telling me she's waiting on me to grow up. But it's fun being around these kids. And you know, it's hopefully we don't have to pay for a new scooter.
All right, back to Jonesboro. What do you have to do to get a win tonight? What are the keys?
Oh, goodness. Well, the rain may not hurt us. We need to make them one-dimensional. You know, we need to take it sounds crazy. We really want them to throw the screens a little bit more. We don't want them trying to take shots downfield. I don't think we match up well there. But, I think Catholic held them to under 100 yards rushing, which that's an accomplishment. But it does make them force the ball downfield. I think the more they throw it, the more likely they are to make a mistake. They're going to hit their big plays, but we've got to make them one-dimensional. If they run the ball, you know, we're going to be in trouble. I think that's true almost every week, but especially here, we've got to run it too. We cannot give up these big plays that we've been giving up. That is, again, we're going to continue to work on that until we get that fixed. Don't let them outside of you, and don't let them behind you, and rally to the ball. That's kind of the message that we're sending to our kids. But tackle in space, fly to the ball. And on offense, don't turn it over, and we've got to get points. I mean, that's obvious, but first downs, chew up clock, and get some points. And, you know, we'll have a chance if we can do those things. As crazy as it sounds, as talented as they are, but if you just miss one thing in that formula, it's going to be a major uphill battle. So it's got to be a total effort to beat a team like Jonesboro, and you got to catch some breaks too.
You bet. So. All right, Brian, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, Brad. Thank you.
All right, Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. We'll come back and join you live from Bomber Stadium next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nasari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned, more of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.